when governing, when ICANN is governing, doing the governance of the internet, as you said, mm-hmm. when governance of names and numbers, so there are many functions that ICANN already has, and it should be even more implicated. Well, whatever. And my question that doesn't belong to the first part is that there I've heard a lot of criticisms about ICANN being dominating internet governance forum and being playing the centric role. How's that criticism? Is that right? Not right? How do you feel about it? I'm really interested in it.
Thank you for that comment. Let me respond to the first part of it first. You say you would like ICANN to become more involved in human rights and its governance of the internet. You can help make it so. And one way you can help make it so is to point out very specifically what it is that you would like to see happen. It's easy to say, and a lot of people say, well, I want ICANN to be more of this and more of that and to orient itself. In other words, very general comments about what you think ought to happen. Be specific, make specific suggestions, they will be heard. With respect to the IGF, I don't think ICANN does not dominate in the IGF. Do you mean the NMI, or do you really mean IGF? You mean IGF. We're active in the IGF, but we are active as participants. I've run sessions in, I think, 8 of the 10 IGFs since they started. I happen to be, for part of that time, I happen to be associated with ICANN. ICANN people participate, but we are certainly not in the majority. In fact, I don't think we are even in a substantial minority when it comes to IGF attendees. We may make at most 10% of the attendees and probably closer to 5 and maybe even less than that. We do have several people on the multi-stakeholder advisory group, but the group consists of 60 people, so we're not at all in the majority there. We tend to have people with strong opinions, and maybe that's what makes us look a little bit more prominent than we are.
Good morning, Oni Kamakwako from South Africa. My question is with regards to, you know, I've had throughout this week comments around a commitment to open internet, and that's really great because that, you know, when we're talking about access, there's more to access than just being able to have access to the internet. But if our internet is fragmented and not content agnostic, then it's problematic. It's not really true access and open internet. How do you balance that? Because my experience in working on net neutrality, for example, has been that sometimes it's not so much government that's against net neutrality, that sometimes it is the telecoms, for example, the Verizons, mm-hmm. the AT&Ts, who don't have full support for the principles of open internet. And therefore, how strong is ICANN's position on, you know, open internet? Because, I mean, we've seen, you know, whether it's on human rights in Egypt or whether it's on state of news media, we've seen that the internet is truly the equalizer and sort of the place where everyone can sort of, you know, have a starting point. So mm-hmm. I'd love to hear your comments.
Sure. I don't think ICANN has any strong position on open internet. I think we believe, we will say the internet should be open for everyone, but it really has nothing to do with names and numbers. There are organizations like the Internet Society that are very concerned about this and address it in a number of ways, but basically it's a problem of education, it's a problem of cultural change, of technological change, and it's being addressed country by country in many ways. And the IGF, of course, has sessions on this. The IGF is non-decisional, but I think education is our best weapon. Telecoms were originally in the 80s and the 90s incredibly threatened by the internet. Anybody here from Tanzania? No. Well, Larry Landweber and I did a study in 1994 of what it took to send a two-page fax from Tanzania to London, and I think it was something like $40. And the internet was just coming in, and the cost of sending a two-page email, essentially the same thing, was so much less that if I had been a governor of the Tanzania Telecom, I would see the writing on the wall, and I might try to postpone it at least until my retirement. One more. I gotta go.
I have a quick question. It's about how do you think the relation between ICANN and IGF and Net Mundial initiative?
ICANN, through Fadi Shahadi, our CEO, proposed the Net Mundial initiative. It was done in, I think, a bit of a hurry. And I think that right now we have a situation in which it is on weak legs, but we hope it gains strength. The issue is, there are two issues here. One is the substantive issue. Are there things which could be, for which there is no forum, for which there is no place that people can go to discuss and presumably take action to make things better? And the second is, how do we do it and how do we form it? And I think that the first is undeniably true, that there is room for a number of initiatives, maybe a lot of initiatives, to help address some of the problems we have and to do something about it. I think that we got off to a start which was a little bit shaky, and I hope we can recover it. I think we can, which is the NMI.
Okay.
Thank you all very much. Enjoy your time here.
Chris, as George walks out the door, do you have a comment you wanted to make as he walked out the door? Okay. Did you? I'm letting you make a comment as you walk out the door.
Yeah. Thank you, George. I got two questions. Oh, my God. So, all right.
I say, do you have a comment or a question? Comment's one thing. Whoop. Comment? Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mama Jay. One thing I've observed that maybe I want to share with my colleagues who are attending this fellowship is that, first, to Mama Jay, that I think during the mentorship program, I've observed in most of, quite the few sessions I've attended, that there is this confusion about, I don't know whether mandate is the right word to use, ICANN's mandate. I think we tend to bring issues, say I've had guys raise issues of accessibility, how do we let increase accessibility of the internet to, you know, and yet, my observation is actually that the various maybe constituencies or forums are discussing issues to do with names and numbers. And so maybe in the morning, one of the morning sessions, of course, the various presenters come and speak about it and share the fact that it's about, they kind of try and define the scope. But I think maybe more emphasis needs to be put to that. Then I was going to make a suggestion that maybe returning fellows, since first-time fellows, we have the general presentations, which is very good because we need to know a bit about almost everything to listen to the various chairs. But maybe for the returning fellows, they need to get a survey or questionnaire, or they can define their areas of interest. Then we can get specific coaches from the senior, I don't know, senior fellows who can coach them through getting into the system with their areas of interest. Just a suggestion.
No, and that's just exactly what I was talking with Fadi about and what he was alluding to when we were in the van yesterday, was that he was sharing with me that the community members share with him that burnout is an issue. We heard the word, and it's a great word, that there is not enough retention of community members or potential community members, and so that's why he wants to have former board members as a start, kind of show as a role model, I'll be a mentor. So, no, the point is well taken, and that's exactly what we want to do. That's the only way we can do it, because Fadi asked me what I needed, and I said a staff of two more, because I can't be in three rooms at the same time, and I can't be focused on that many. This is already a really large task, I have to say, for myself, and I've already delegated so much to the coaches. So the idea is sound, and it's right, is that we can't just leave the learning off at the first-time fellow, you got the base. Now, second time, you coach somebody else and go off, you know, as if everybody's found their place. And that's what we hope the community mentors can provide, is to work with those groups. So if we got someone from ESAC, from Patrick's group, which I know he'll be willing to do, and someone from non-commercial stakeholders or even contracted versus non-contracted parties, however we could best do with the mentors from the community to match them up. It's an excellent suggestion and one that we have been thinking of, and it's just trying to put something like that in motion. In 2010, I tried to start the first mentor program, community mentor program, matching fellows with a returning alumni with community leaders and board members, and it failed. And Vadi and I talked about that yesterday as well. It fell on its face within 2 years. And it was because everyone overpromised in an already busy week. I was reaching for the wrong people to do the mentoring. You know, a board member is just, they're too busy for the week, and the leaders of the communities, they're too busy for the week. To me, it was a natural place to go, but it turned out that it was wrong. So we regroup, you know, get the base going, but those are the kind of suggestions written down too that I can take those suggestions and move them to our global leaders and to Fadi and say, from the voices of our fellows, here's the way that they see it, the good way forward. It's really meaningful. I'm telling you, your voices are extremely powerful to the global leaders. And I had a meeting this week with Sally Costerton, who is the senior advisor to Fadi for global stakeholder engagement, and with Chris Gift, who is in charge of all of our web media for the community facing. And so they sat down with me, and they want to keep taking more and more from this base, from this group. And Sally, some people don't know, Sally and Tarek both were in competition with Fadi in the final four slots for the CEO position. And when Fadi became CEO, he right away said, Sally, Tarek, I have none of the experience that you two have, and I'd like you to join me. And that's why you'll see their title, senior advisors, because he doesn't want them to, you know, defer to him or anything. They came on board to help him with the mission. And so they are really committed to this as well. And your voices, your things that you write down, I put right to Sally, to Chris, and know also my boss, Nora, who was hired directly by Fadi after he met her in a diplomacy class. My line now is, well, Fadi said my line is from me to him, but in deference of the structure, it'd be from myself to Nora to Fadi. So we have very direct lines, the fellows, and we can use it. And that's my job, is to push it up, and I do. So get those ideas and keep them on paper and send them to me. That would be wonderful. We have a community member.
Okay.
Thank you. It's working. Okay. I'm Sam Lanfranco. I'm the chair of the policy committee in INPOC, whose focus is capacity building and awareness in both directions with civil society organizations, not so much individuals, but you know, they're welcome to join in. I have three things I want to do. It takes about 55 seconds. I have a fact, I have a task for you to do, and I have an offer. The fact is, I'm a little older than you, so I couldn't be involved in the fellowship program. My first email address was in 1978, when most of you were still somebody's nightmare or dream. The second is, I was working for UNCTAD in Geneva, and we were predicting at that point in time that Singapore, which was assembling circuit boards for export, would develop. Singapore was very poor, and we were told Singapore will never develop making circuit boards for export. When you leave this building today, go outside and look around. Look around. At the same time, watch Myanmar. Myanmar is going from a handful of cell towers 2 years ago to 8,000 cell towers by 2018. The cost of a SIM card has dropped from $2,000 to $1.50. Okay, it's a tsunami. What's going to happen, good, bad, we don't know. But it'll give you a sense of how that is taking place. So the task I want you to do, walk outside and look around. Or just look around this room to see what happened to Singapore. The third is on the mentoring. Find a mentor, be a mentor. Not for ICANN, forever. Forever. I've mentored, I've been mentored, forever. And in all 365 degrees, you never know where the good question comes from. Sometimes it even comes from you. So those are the three things. It's a long road. I've been on it for a long time. Check out Singapore. I think they managed to develop. And then take the mentorship thing seriously, not just in ICANN, but everywhere. Thank you, Sal.
This is so awesome. I love when I look around, I see community members coming in. Klaus is here. It's the energy that you guys bring and the fact that you're fresh, you're new, we need you. Let's be honest, right? But it's fantastic. Who has the other mic? Where are we moving? Do you want to take your turn?
Yep.
Now remember, this isn't about your report. This is just, well, let's get back to kind of where we were. Some ideas and thoughts, if it's in words or whatever, just some ideas and thoughts about the week, not your final report.
Thank you, Mama Janice. I would like to just comment on some issues my colleague here raised. Personally, the first 2 days, I think I was confused. I was running all over and getting myself getting into boardrooms where I'm supposed to go. But after the third day, I think I got focused now. What I'd like to say is that the actual program of ICANN Fellowship, I like it and I'm trying to enjoy it because what I'd like to suggest is that the first ICANN course, which is online, gave me some foundation to know how ICANN is and how it works and the definition of some of these concepts. So if new fellows, before they come, they can get engaged online through the ICANN course, which is ICANN online. They should at least get some knowledge even before they arrive here, so that when they arrive, they can actually try to get a little more focus. And then, I think all of us are users or ICT professionals in specific areas, and some of these concepts we are sitting all over. They are in all dimensions in ICT, in ICANN. In computing, etc. You'll find them one day or another. So I think it's important that all of us get engaged and know what's going on in which meeting. It's very, very key to me because I've had so many issues on policy, technology, all those things. I've been hearing them all over in my daily work in ICT. I'm a developer myself. So all these concepts, I've been getting them, knowing them, but I had the first-hand information to actually understand and see how they work. So I think it's a knowledge, because when you go back there, I'm not only a developer, but my eyes are being opened now to the other areas that I didn't understand. So I think we shouldn't confine ourselves to only our specific area, because in this internet is wide. If you try to restrict yourself to only your area, then I think you don't understand the whole internet, how it works. That's my suggestion. And regarding Singapore, I think I've had history that our country, Kenya, at independence, we were the same power with Singapore and the Far East at independence. But when I look at Singapore now, I was surprised that the realization is downstairs here. So if I compare Singapore with my country, it's a very big difference. I don't know what went wrong. I'm just wondering now, what's up? So I think internet technology is a very good tool that I think us people who are there should try and engage our leaders and government to see how we can actually absorb it and be included in our decision-making processes. Thank you.
Charles, I want to congratulate you for putting that in just a couple words. That worked really well. I don't think you know what a couple words are. You're very expressive. It's awesome.
I'm confused, maybe.
awesome. Just a couple notes, and who hasn't, do you want to put the microphone to one of these guys? Then we'll come over here. A couple notes on the I Can Learn. When the coaches came together on Saturday with me, and we had our chance to talk about how the preparation went, how they felt they were resourced to do the coaching job, since it was only the second time we've done it officially, and we were trying to think of ways to streamline for them a little bit, because they have jobs and they have their own agendas to build and things too. One of the tools that the coaches had to give to you was I Can Learn. That was one of the links that the coaches had available to give to you. You may or may not have gotten that because of how your coach was taking you through the system, but we talked about it as coaches that that should be our main platform for from this point on for all our new fellows, is to go to that course and be able to say, hey, take this through for the next week, you know, in your spare time, and then come back and we'll discuss it with questions that you have. And then a little bit of a rebreather, and here's the next level. But using I Can Learn, the online learning platform, as the tool, instead of kind of, you know, jumping all over. You know, so it's really good points. Again, some of these it would be really great to write down, but it's a really good point. We need to start with a base that everybody has. I'm going to go here and then here.
Good morning, everybody. What I want to say, take in consideration what I've been said before, what the point brought out by Esther and Sabra. The first, before coming here, I asked the question on the Facebook group, what was ICANN expectation from us as fellow? And then I got an answer like, ICANN needs us to be engaged. That was true, but I was like, to be engaged in what? And so I start reading on the website. That was good. And then that's good that he brought up the learning part of ICANN, which was helpful for me also. I think the new fellows should be know more about that learning process, and also get more information on Facebook or email as it has been done. So I can bring up to more words or more other issue. I don't know. I bring up the word questions and communication. Question because asked a lot of questions, not in the sessions, but in the people I met outside. So I communicated a lot. I think that was helpful. Mongini helped me to know which session I should go to, and other people helped me with the way I could go forward. And what else? At the second day, I knew what I was going to be engaged to, but after I can say I can add one more word: lost and found. Because at the third day, I was like, "What am I doing in this session?" And then I found out that I was on a barrier of my work, and then I decided to get back in the barrier of the fellow, so I could learn more. Thank you for everything.
I would just like to share a few things about this coaching process, because I believe that you people are going to be coaches in the future, hopefully. First of all, I shared a link of I Can Learn on the Facebook. I'm not sure how many of you have seen that, but I tried to do that so that you have an idea before you come. But as far as this process of coaching is concerned, my analysis is that it's a very difficult process to go through, mainly because you have so diverse areas that and background that you people come from, it is very difficult to match one-to-one about whom to coach, who, and things like that. So as coaches, I guess we tried to do whatever we could, but when you come here, you have a different kind of expectations than your coach may have an experience even before. So that's a very, very challenging task to have. I mean, more challenging task was to put these coaching team together. So, and that may or may not have worked. For some, it was like a perfect match. For others, you may have realized that, no, this could have been my better coach or things like that. So it's very, very difficult. I mean, what I would like to have, I mean, if I realize or feel myself as first-time fellow, I would, and that's my suggestion to ICANN, basically. I mean, if we could manage to have coaches in future having a session with all fellows, I mean, all coaches and all fellows only, they come and present their experience, their world to the ICANN, how they see that. So that would, I mean, minimize the gap that you have, or just as many fellows said that they lost some time in learning. I mean, you're going to lose time in any ways whenever you come to a new world. I mean, even if I quote an example, I mean, reading out how to swim doesn't make you a swimmer, right? So unless you jump into the river or a swimming pool to swim, and you struggle initially, and that's exactly what happens. So our job is to minimize your struggle, is to minimize your time. So there is going to be some lag, you know. So don't feel bad about it. If I was just sharing, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm taking longer, but just. to help people. So, I mean, if I compare it with my first experience, I mean, I didn't realize how much I learned between these two phases, and it would automatically come to you. Oh, said, so that's all I had to say.
Yeah, and actually, Naveed shared that with me. He said, you know, I being picked as a coach after only one in London, he said, you know, I just thought, oh, how's it going to happen? And he said, then I got here, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I've done this before. I've got it. But I'm going to go back to truth and honesty. This is really important. I mean, it kind of can sound like, you know, hey, we did a really good job. You know, the coaches and I, we were great. Don't talk badly about us. We're none of us are taking it that way at all. We really want to improve. We want to make your experience a good one when you have one. So we really just want the feedback about how this all goes so we can make it better. Chris, I think I have you on the mic next, right? Didn't you take the mic? Yeah.
I'm Chris from Rwanda. I would like to comment on something. It's not my first time to be in an ICANN meeting. I've been to Durban, but there is something, it's really, I don't know, it's beyond me. The complexity of the venue. Because when I was in Durban, I wasn't this lost. Like here, there is this thing of south, north, which is not even indicated outside. Up to now, if you tell me, just go to the booth, I won't make it. We just ask or maybe try and look around. It will take me 5 to 10 minutes. But I'm telling you, this place is very, very kind of, it's like a maze. Yeah, thank you so much.
Is it, okay. Hi guys, this is Saeed from Afghanistan. I think the three things that I've kind of noted from other people, and I've kind of put them in order. The first thing is the challenge, and the challenge in a good way, not in a bad way, because for me, ICANN was this huge organization where there were so many different streams that I could probably learn and contribute. And I'm kind of emphasizing on the word contribute because this is not a workshop only. This is also a platform where we can probably contribute in the policy development process. And that's why there are as I have learned in the past like 3 or 4 days, that there are certain workshops, program updates, and also working group meetings. And if you see the process that each of these meetings go through, they're not all workshops. They're not there to teach you how things work or teach me how things work in ICANN. But there are certain program updates where they work on a few things and then they update you. So you have to, just like Charles said, you have to update yourself beforehand. You have to learn what they have done in the past and then come here and then see if you can contribute in one way or the other. So I think I really like what Charles said, you know, the different resources, the tons and tons of resources that are there on ICANN and the things that our coaches email to us, like Dushan. I mean, he sent us like a list of links that weeks before the event, and in some way I was kind of able to learn a few things beforehand. Second thing is the transparency. A couple friends talked about accountability and transparency. And I think I would say not just transparency. ICANN is about enabling transparency, how to take best practices to our countries and then kind of enable the transparency process in our own countries. And finally, third is the continuing engagement. I think we have to learn how to get ourselves in touch with all the business cards that we have collected and get in touch with them and contribute with them so that we can probably expand the horizons of ICANN to our countries and also bring our countries to ICANN. Yeah, and probably that's all. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Catherine Niwagawa. My experience really is I've tried to categorize it in three phases. We had the pre-meeting, then the meeting, and then the post ICANN meeting. So I like the pre-meeting. I can summarize it as the mentorship, the preparation, all the information we got before we came to the ICANN meeting in the pre-phase. It was all helpful to get everything into introduction to ICANN. And then the meeting, the welcoming session was so warm, make you get a sense of belonging into the this whole ICANN. Then the meetings, the sessions, thinking about which of these so many sessions on the schedule, which one should I go for and how much can I get from it? So the meeting was also very enlightening. Then after the meeting, then what's going to happen? Participation and continued collaboration and social networking and probably the next meeting if the fellowship is awarded and how to proceed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think Ahmed is a Sudan. I think we did a big mistake in these meetings for the follow meetings because Janet asked us to read before we come about every sessions.
Right.
Yeah, and most of us, they didn't do that. And I remember when first time I met with my coach Edwin, he gave us a lot of papers to read, maybe more than 5 or 10 topics, and I find it very difficult. But it get me in a good position that I can understand something. So if we want to be in the meetings of ICANN or any other meetings or any to be a mentor or any other coach, you have to follow a certain procedure. You have to put your own agenda for the mandatory sessions and also for those other sessions. One important thing you have to look in advance in a literature review or a search engine to read about IANA, to read about any topics you will find. And the more you read, the more you love. Because a good example, I love IANA transition because I read too much about it and I blog about it. So whenever I find a session here about IANA, I just immediately get in. So this is the best way to do. Go in the search engine and look for the points you understand. You think there are comments you can add when you share the sessions. Add your comment because you read a lot about it. So it will be easy for you to add comments. Pick points that they are not clear to you, and it will be the base for your questions because you can ask questions that you didn't understand from your search engines. Pick also those who are a conflict. Some people, they think it is this way. Some others look it at from another point. Ask that question as if you know nothing about it, and you will find many ideas. That will help you to go in the right sessions. Don't think or don't start with the complicated sessions. Like myself, I put a roadmap for myself. I started with everything that is concerned the civil society, then security. I didn't attend any session about top level domains because I didn't want it now. I might need it later on if I continue for ICANN. So it is better for you to read before you come and put your own agenda. Make a card for each session that you know when you get to the sessions, you have a comment, you have a questions. If you have a chance, you can do it. Thank you.
Running in heels is just not my thing. You just gave me a really good idea going through it. So, again, some of that written down. But cheat sheets, cheat cards, you know, maybe I need to add that to, like, our goodie bag. Somebody had made the comment to me, and I'm sorry that I can't remember who, but I sent it to our meetings team, that in the meeting bag, it would be nice to have like one of the moleskins or just a notebook, you know, instead of having all the loose paper everywhere, if we could have that notebook, but maybe I'll supply it. Maybe that's a good thing, because then as you're reading what your coaches are giving you and you have your thoughts, you have them in that notebook that you're bringing with you, and you already have like a primer, you know, with you of some thoughts and ideas, and you can write them all down once you're here too. So you just clicked me into the other fellow who had thought about, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who gave me that thought, but I did pass it to our meetings team because I thought it was a really good suggestion to be able to have that to go around with, and we can start with it. Dushan?
Thank you. Well, I'll get back to the three words concept, but I'll say more than three words. Of course. To me, this was a second session. So going back to what Sidra said, and I completely understand what you are experiencing. I experienced that in London last June. When you come for the second time, the words that comes up are deeper understanding. That's what I'll remember this session of. So everything becomes clearer, and it's really a completely different understanding and experience. The other issue is the mentorship program, because I experienced this program in London when there were no coaches, and although this system is not perfect and it will improve, it's really so much better because at least you have one friendly face when you arrive here that you exchanged with in advance, and you are not scared to ask questions. And although the coaches certainly cannot answer to all of your questions, they can take you by the hand and come to Janice and ask instead of you, because perhaps you're shy and you still don't realize that you can really ask Janice anything. The third association I have to this meeting is bonding with other coaches. I think that's also something that we should mention. I really know that, for instance, each time I have some technical question, I will be able to send it to Zakir, or each time I want to exchange something lawyer to lawyer, I could write to Paul or to Marilia. And I really appreciated these chats we had over meals or coffee where somebody just tells us a short story from a previous professional life and the other just make comments on it. And it was really useful, and it made me think about it afterwards and not sleep because of it. So these are the three impressions I have out of this session.
Okay, the first thing I realized in this fellowship is that ICANN is not just an organization. It's just not a community, but it is a language. And now we speak a little bit of it thanks to our week of fellowship. We understand some of the acronyms, and we'd like to know more about it. I think from where I'm coming from, there were days that were very frustrating, especially the first 2 days. It was very difficult to find my way through, navigate. And I think Fadi hit the nail when he said that we need a map. And I have a few suggestions, and just one of them would be that perhaps in the application, if we can, just like we mention our areas of interest, we can tell where we are coming from. For example, if I have a technical background or a legal background or perhaps a civil society background, if you can just cut out and to simplify it, maybe not have more than 4 or 5 areas. So as an applicant to the fellowship program, if I can identify what I'm most interested in, and then in the schedule somehow for the fellows, if that can be, you know, it could be an easier way of color coding that for those interested in the legal background, this session would be most useful to you. That way, yes, and the cheat sheet idea, both of them combined will help us navigate it further. Secondly, I think what I have discovered in this 1 week is that ICANN Fellowship and as a community, as an organization, has a great promise, but somehow it is becoming one of the best kept secrets. The kind of community vibrancy and the energy that you demand, as you say that you would like to attract the best people, that vibrancy is somehow missing on its online persona. I mean, we've discovered it long ago that just when we were applying for colleges, nobody reads. Sending me a link will not get me up to click on that and to read through, as Fadi mentioned, 83,000 pages. What we needed is a more savvy communication, something which is much more vibrant, maybe pictograms, things that catch my attention, give me the facts that I need, and I can retain them as well. Thank you.
If I cut through it, you're saying ICANN's not sexy enough. Okay, you've known me now for, what, a week? You say anything, you know, that's the whole point, right? I mean, in moderation. Really good points. I just want to point out, on the application right now, we do have the ability to check civil or technical. It actually had been even a smaller, and through fellows, that's how it changes. They said, no, that doesn't explain my sector. I need this, and I need more. So we try to have a variety, but always I'm working with the IT team to make changes to the application slide if we can that best reflect, you know, where we are, make it relevant, because we don't want the application to not be relevant. So I'll definitely always take a look at it, but we do that. The second thing on the tracks, it's a really good idea. It's the hesitation I have with that is just that one of the things that I guess I promote in the newcomer is that just because you come in as a lawyer doesn't mean that's going to be your track. But I hear what you're saying. At least it's a guide. At least you can see some like-minded people would be in this room, and I might have a better chance to bond with them and understand from their perspective. From that, I absolutely understand. Maybe we can make a rainbow on the schedule. You see right now at the top of the full schedule, there's newcomer that we'll make it a rainbow. But it's a really good suggestion. But I always say, filter that, because remember, you're here as an individual, regardless of your job. It may or may not be your passion. Something else may be. But I do get your point of kind of doing that focus. So I think we're here.
Oh, thank you, babe. Bonjour à tous.
Okay. Bonjour à tous. Rochaya from Senegal. Moi, j'ai une bonne expérience par rapport au programme de boursier.
Hello everyone, it's Rukai from Senegal. I have a good experience in this program.
Voilà, merci. Et ma première impression, c'est par rapport à l'organisation. Ça va m'aider pour mon expérience et par rapport à mon avenir professionnel.
My first impression is the regarding organization, and this whole experience will help me in my professional experience.
Et ça m'a permis de savoir, d'identifier toutes les sessions, c'est-à-dire tous les groupes de travail au sein de l'ICANN. Et là, j'ai compris le rôle de chacun et le périmètre de chacun.
It helped me identify all the working groups, all the different constituencies within ICANN, and to learn about it.
And, sorry. Et pour le programme de coaching, je ne sais pas ce que je vais faire sans ce programme. Ça m'a beaucoup aidé. Déjà, l'avant, j'ai un coach formidable qui m'a expliqué il m'a donné beaucoup de liens, beaucoup d'informations, ce que je dois faire, ce que je ne dois pas faire.
And and regarding the coaching program, it really helped me. I think the program was great, even in advance when the coach gave me a lot of links that I could read.
Et tout ce que j'ai pas compris dans les sessions, je viens lui demander et il m'a beaucoup aidé. Et là,
all the things I didn't understand during the sessions, I asked questions to my coach and he answered to me.
Et là, je vais terminer par là, par rapport à l'avenir, c'est-à-dire après ICANN, il y aura beaucoup de choses qui vont changer au sein de ma communauté parce que je suis très active dans la communauté Internet au sein du Sénégal. Et là, beaucoup de choses vont, parce que j'ai beaucoup appris que je vais essayer d'apporter.
And regarding the perspectives, I think that a lot will change in my professional life in Senegal because I learned a lot, and I'm now not translating anymore because I remember it. I don't remember exactly what you said, but you will apply what you learned here. That's basically it.
Je reprends.
Oui, la dernière phrase.
La dernière phrase. Mm-hmm. J'ai dit que ça va beaucoup m'aider parce que je suis très active dans ma
really
communauté
because
Internet.
Because I'm really active in the community in Senegal.
Et je vais essayer d'apporter ce que j'ai appris ici à ces derniers.
And I will try to make them benefit from what I benefited here. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think... I know. I think Dushan needs to stay with his day job here, but that was wonderful. I could just see one of our interpreters in the booth just saying, I'm sorry, could you go back and repeat that whole thing? I wasn't quite... That was awesome. Thank you. That's a first for us. We haven't done it. I'd love to hear also from you just a little bit on perspective next gen to this.
That's what I was going to talk about. I think there's quite a lot of overlap between the two programs. I attended the next gen program in London. And I think a lot of the concerns that are raised here about, you know, being thrown into the deep end is something that held me from, you know, being at the Next Gen program, and it's certainly something that I'll mention in my report, how to bridge those two. I think the mentorship idea, although it will be difficult to implement, is really, really a good idea, and I think it'll help people become and, you know, become stakeholders and remain engaged in the program. But I also think there's quite a big responsibility on fellows themselves to empower themselves and to read up about the things. There's a lot of information out there, and by reading some of that before, you will not be as lost at these meetings. So I think if that can be stressed to people before the next meeting, it'll also help. And one thing that I really liked about the Next Gen program is a smaller group, and I think it's good to have a big group, but it would be maybe useful to divide into smaller groups, perhaps according to your interest. And I think some people will be more likely to participate that way. Not everyone is as, you know, comfortable talking in front of big groups, and I think that should also be respected. It's different cultural cultural backgrounds that we all have, and yes, but I'll mention all that in my report.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Swarati Leslie from Botswana. Okay, my name is Swarati Leslie, a first-time fellow from Botswana, but my first ICANN experience was in London, the London 50 ICANN meeting, yes. I have two words to describe my experience here. The first word will be hectic. Very hectic sessions, having to hop from one room, one session to another. But all I can say is that looking at the bigger picture, it was very insightful. And then the second word will be empowering. I found all the few sessions that I've attended to be very empowering. And I can confidently say that with the knowledge that I've attained from this fellowship experience, I am more than ready, or rather say confident, to continue or take on my role as a legal advisor to the .bw domain name CCTLD, and also to advise government on policy or any legal issues affecting internet related laws. Thank you.
Thank you. For me, I had to, I'll say on top of my list, was determining if this was the right place for me. It's very easy to say a yes to this process because my bills are being paid to a large extent. For me, I say that I had to, first of all, on top of my list was determine if this was a right fit for me. Why? Because, you know, it's not so easy to say no to the process that brought me here. A lot of my bills were taken care of, but I just had to make up my mind if going forward, this was something that I could soak myself into. And I was happy to say that I really felt at home. I felt overwhelmed with what I saw here. I had my days packed full, and I was wishing that I had time to be able to be active in some other places, but you know, the times were clashing. But the great thing for me is the fact that the ICANN meetings is not a one-stop thing. It's continuous, and so the learning process for me also is continuous. I say so because even if one doesn't have an opportunity to get a second or a third fellowship, the experience I've had over this last week is one that makes it desirous for me to be able to do whatever I can personally to make it into the next meetings. I found a place for me in Afralo at large. It was a bit strange because my whole thinking had been that I would get soaked into the GNSO area. But with the whole talk about, I can see a lot of energy coming out of that sector because there's this desire to deepen or to get the African area engaged in what's happening in ICANN. And there I can also see a place where presently I can jump into. Going forward, there might be other areas, but at least I was happy to be able to identify that. Thank you.
I'm going to go back just really quickly. Anjet, just even as you said that, I'm thinking, and again, I really want your thoughts on these things to going forward, that maybe what we do is the afternoon, I'll step back a second. Lawrence made me think of it, time crunch, already overlapping sessions, already can't feel like you can get enough into your day. And so to continue to take pieces out as a fellowship program to pull you out of the community that I'm trying to push you into, you know, that you just don't want to do it. But the afternoon sessions, to your point, Anja, maybe that's where the smaller groups can happen. So it's not the big group. I try to get multiple session rooms and different people from the community who could be coaches there and mentor. So between the two of you, the light went off there, and we can use that opportunity. So, again, keep thinking of these things because, you know, I'm 8 years old in this, so I need to get kicked in the butt every once in a while to say, you know, you should have thought of that. So this is great. This always helps me. And, of course, I have the transcript, so I'll be able to go back and take the notes. Thank you so much. Okay, who are we at? Where are we? Who has the mic, most importantly?
I have a question. Is it possible for the first newcomers to apply for the second fellowship, just, for example, the 53? Because I feel it's really important for the first-time fellow to just continue to the next one. Because if we go back and we still connected with the community members we met this time, and then if we don't show up in the next time, we will miss lots of informations or something. I think those kind of participate the conference is more better than follow online. That's my feeling. And well, I think the deadline is before we came here. So I just feel very curious why not put the deadline after the first meeting?
It's an option for you to do. Anyone, and that's why I think I said that maybe even on the first day, apply for all of them. You know, I mean, if you have not been able to convince your organization to fund you, which we strongly encourage, if you've not been able to find other funding, CCNSO has funding if you're a top-level domain manager. The GAC has funding if you're a government advisory committee member. There are other opportunities, those are the two main ones I can think of, for you to get funding to come here. So apply if you need it. And then it's up to the selection committee to determine from the group for Buenos Aires, which is closed now, right? We closed in February and we announced in March, on March 6th, I think. So we're going through the review process with that right now. So, so you can't apply for that. But perhaps I need to put something on the application page or the fellowship webpage that says you can apply multiple times, make it more clear that if you apply once, you don't have to sit back and wait to apply again because the meetings are separate. For some people, multiple fellowships work, the back-to-back. For others, their head's going to explode. You know, I mean, that's the truth. You know, so we never know. It's the personality plus your organization. Many people cannot get another break from the organization within 4 months. You know, so you have to ask again for 10 days or 8 days travel and whatever. So it's a good idea for some. Others want to go back and contemplate. Online is the next best great alternative. I know it's different from face-to-face. Absolutely. But again, we go back to use the cards, use the networking, use the connections, use Skype. We can video Skype. You can feel that human, you know, back and forth. Be on the conference calls where you're streaming in different languages. So there's many ways to do, but there's no dictating it. But if you can get funding for the next one for Buenos Aires, well, then, of course, you know, everybody's always welcome in here, and you can get the experience again or help us in another way. Okay, where are we in sharing? No, Chris already shared. Where are we in sharing? Who has the mic? That's what I'm trying. Okay, Carlos.
Yes, hi. Carlos Rodriguez, a newcomer fellow from Nicaragua. I just wanted to make a comment about my experience throughout this week so far, which I found it really engaging and full of exciting opportunities to work around back in my country. I feel that in order to achieve that, I had great advices in I started here. I mean, for example, the first day when I was at the registration, someone came to me, introduced himself, and told me, okay, Carlos, you need to focus. You need to focus on one, two things that you would like to work around that you feel that you have worked in the past, and that way you can take the most of your week. And I follow that, and that's one of the words that actually drove my week, focus. Then it comes energy. I mean, the fact that that's more personal, but I feel that this group actually managed to give a lot of energy to their sessions. And finally, a particularly smart person I met here also told me that I had to make wisdom my middle name. So that's something that I found really powerful, and I really followed that. So I feel that it was great, a positive energy throughout this week, and thank you very much to all of you.
Okay, Janice, really, that's, I was just thinking, to make the experience even better in the whole, especially for newcomers, as soon as they have been approved and confirmed in the online, you could have a statement, part A, state your primary vocation and your two other areas of interest. And under each of them, you say, okay, if your primary vocation is technical, then you say, go to this section. So it sends you to a link, and you can begin to read up on that. If your other options are, civil society or whatever, under each of these, you say, okay, go to this section. So before they even arrive here, they already have an idea of the area. Because I don't think in your first term, your first fellowship, you are going to be involved in six different areas. So you choose your primary and two other options, that's it. And then on each of those, before you arrive, it links you to others on the internet, or it could tell you go to the startup page for learners. So you begin to have an idea before you arrive. And as he said, do a little timetable before you arrive. Organize yourself so that by the time you reach in UK, you know this, and so forth. So that could be help online before you even arrive here.
I agree. And the learning that you get from here, too, being an ambassador and going back, share with others when you see that someone from your region or area has been selected. It'd be great to reach out to them. Say, you know, I just saw your name on the list. I was a fellow. And let me try to help you with some ideas that help me. So the thoughts that you're having, Spencer, are really good to share immediately with the coaches. I see what you're saying on me. I need to encourage that and make sure people start to have that focus. But it's something that you share with your coaches as well. And as a coach, when some of you come back to be coaches, this is all just great thought. And we have a Google Doc as coaches that I had started for Los Angeles. And I think for my coaches, maybe you can help me when we finish and go back, or some time that you have, to start putting some of these ideas in. So it's not just the links to use, but it's methodology. So maybe we need a kind of more of a methodology document of how to coach and to focus and give us alternatives as coaches. Because as Naveed said, it's really difficult. You know, as a coach, they're doing their day job. They're trying to build an agenda for themselves. If they are a community member, they have volunteer tasks for the community, and they're trying to make sure that you get the best out of your experience. And because there are so few of the alumni, because the community is looking to me to bring more capacity in, so just as Fadi looks in the audience and says, which he did at one of the board meetings, how many people are new in the audience? It was with the commercial stakeholders group with the board, and about three people raised their hand. And then he looked around to the leaders of the group, and he said, not that I don't like you all, but I see your faces all the time. You know, you're always the ones. You know, you say you need help. Well, bring some of the other faces up and let them be the ones and be the leaders and kind of move that out. So we need to be able to from a coaching perspective, is very difficult. There's very various interests, but we want to keep doing a better job. I love some of the ideas we're getting here, and I think we can make it stronger and better. Time check. 9:33. How much more time do you have with Janice? Do you guys want to stretch and then go to second half? We'll do our photo. Mario is going to do our photo, so let's take a stretch break. Mario, why don't we, what?
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do a stretch break. We're going to do the photo. But no one signed the sign-up sheet yet, and there's a reason for it. Because everybody has to be here at the end. So if somebody's already left, text them, WhatsApp them now, and tell them to get the heck back here. I think I scare you to death, poor thing. You look at me like I'm going to come over and smack you. So let's get up and stretch. Get some coffee or tea. And then Mario and I will set up a place outside for our photo. And then we'll come back in and finish with everybody else. But remember, my goal is to get you out of here, if not earlier, then by 11, so that you can, again, stretch a bit and then maybe go to the internet governance session at 11:15. In 10 minutes. We're doing a 10-minute break, yeah. And then we'll come back out there where Mario and I set up for a picture.